Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts.
You are the first interview I'm giving. It, like I said, I'll have the product back from manufacturing in about 60 days. And I made the announcement gently at my conference. So it goes along. The reason why I want to concentrate on it, April, is because it goes along with my story. This is the VitaBall, and I'll explain it to you as we go through. The VitaBall is a handheld tool designed to teach you how to manage daily stress and anxiety using guided breath techniques. And I invented this product on my own from ideation all the way to now we're in manufacturing. But this VitaBall is in remembrance and in honor of my brother, who I lost 2 years ago to cancer. My brother was a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and we tried desperately to do everything we possibly could to manage pain, not using pain medication because he was a pilot and wanted to go back to flying. So my brother did know about the VitaBall. He just didn't get a chance to see it in prototype, which that's what this is. So
removable, or that's on a base?
So this is a base, and it sits on your desk as a desk tool. It's beautiful. Like I said, this is a prototype. It'll be brushed nickel. It'll be heavy. And so it's this beautiful blue light. But then when you need a moment of calm, you take it off the stand, and it's got two buttons here. One's the on and off, and the other one is to choose your guided breath technique. So what you can't see or feel is, you can see the colors. As you inhale, the light is expanding. As you exhale, the light is contracting, and then there's a vibration to go along with it. So you sit for a moment of calm with the VitaBall. Vita means life. And like I said, some of the proceeds will go towards the nonprofit that I do work for, which is Believe Big, which bridges the gap between traditional cancer therapy and alternative integrative cancer therapies.
Well, Stacy, you need no further introduction, Brains. Here she is on the edge with the VitaBall. I'm so excited to have you here. She's an inventor, and you also have another business, Fit. Don't fit tell me. I got Fit to Order.
Yes, ma'am.
What is Fit to Order?
So Fit to Order is a corporate wellness company. We're based out of Towson, Maryland, which is near Baltimore. And we provide sedentary solutions for companies whose employees sit the majority of the day. I think it would be easier for me to explain it to you as our tagline is move more and better and stress less at work. So really, I specialize in work breaks.
Well, we used to do that. I worked for a great company when I was in corporate America. We had a masseuse that would come in and give chair massages or do reflexology. We had a restroom where we could go take a little power nap.
Yep.
We had nutritionists that come in. Is that still very popular in the workplace? It's a work-life balance. And if you can equalize that in the workplace, I think it's very beneficial for your team.
So I think as a two-part answer, April, there's pre-COVID corporate wellness, and then there's post-COVID corporate wellness, but you hit the nail on the head. That is what this company specializes in, bringing things on site to companies to help employees feel better, you know, especially during the work day. So I do think it's extremely helpful, but the issue always remains, how do you provide those engagement programs that don't disrupt workflow, which is one of the reasons why my company is 15 years old. I would say 7 or 8 years into our company, we did a major pivot and stopped doing a lot of the full-blown fitness programs like boot camps, on-site boot camps, and on-site exercise classes. We still do quite a bit of yoga, but we really narrowed our focus and specialize now in 5 to 10 minute work breaks that look like, how do you sit and stand better? How do you add more movement, incidental movement, to your workday? And how do you find small healthy habits that reduce stress? So really very specific changes. And I do think that they're extremely helpful. And I do think that we are, it's imperative that we find ways to create balance, not just this home work life balance. The word just needs to be balance in general. I
Right,
think all of us need
because
balance.
I'm a victim of that. I sit all day, and then when I get up, I was looking at my ankles, Stacy, and they turned into cankles. Them
Oh,
suckers had swole up. So I got
yeah.
one of those little peddlers, and I
Yeah.
pedal, and I make sure if I even have to set my alarm that I get up, I walk away, I don't eat at my desk,
Perfect.
I go and have a little 30-minute exercise. Like I just told you, I played tennis before, we got on this call. And it's just it makes you feel better.
Yeah, I
But the
agree.
thing is consistency.
100%.
We kick ourselves in the butt to be consistent. We get so ingrained in, oh, okay, this is a good day. I'm making money, I'm productive, blah, 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 blah. And
But
you
it doesn't
go off.
mean anything if we're not healthy. This is my big initiative, my life's work, is that really, if you think about it in its most basic form, your health is needs to be at the very top. You can't do much else if you are not feeling well, or unfortunately, we have a lot of chronic disease and illness that'll stop anybody in its tracks. And so taking care of it in a preventative standpoint, I know it's not a real sexy term, but you're exactly right. And I want to comment on your 30 minutes of going out there and playing tennis. The research shows, April, that even a purposeful, well, even bump it up to an hour, a 1 hour daily workout is not enough to undo the chronic effects of
Really?
occupational sitting. But it is very easy to turn that around. Yes, of course, the tennis is super important. We need to be doing our planned, purposeful exercise, but those work breaks and being able to set your timer, like you said, every 60 to 90 minutes or so. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. People think that the solution is, buying a stand-up desk. The body was meant to move. So it's not the stand-up desk that's going to prevent the problems, and it's not seated that's going to, taking those breaks. It is the movement in between. So you can make big, big gains by simply setting the timer and changing your position. My desk is electronic. I can move it up and down. So I set my timer and I say, okay, I'm going to sit here for 60 minutes, have a really productive hour, and then I am going to get up, go get a drink of water, walk, go to the restroom, whatever it is, go talk to a coworker, and then I'm going to come back and get to it. Not only is it good physically, but it's good mentally. The body was not designed to be staring at a screen for six, seven. So as productive as we think we are, we're more productive when we take those, we'll call them brain breaks. That's what we call them in the school system.
And we're talking to brains right here on the edge.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Take a brain break. Right.
So
Exactly.
what directed you towards fitness? How do I mean, some people do it as a hobby, some people are obsessed with it, and I
Yeah.
say that with love. I've got a friend that is, will you please sit down and have a sandwich?
Yeah. Well, I too have. I've been an athlete most of my life, but I started my career as an educator. I was in the school system, and it's interesting. It's on everybody's mind. And so, long story short, I was teaching for a period of time. Also, side hustle was teaching fitness classes. Part of the reason why is because I just always loved to work out. And a friend of mine that I worked with at the gym, she and I thought to ourselves, well, gosh, we keep getting asked by our teacher friends all the time, let's take fitness outside of the gym environment and put it into the work environment. So that's really how Fit to Order was birthed initially, was to just put exercise classes outside of the gym into other arenas. Now, much has happened in the way of that, multiple certifications in terms of nutrition and stress management and stretching and all of those things. But it started with a passion for movement myself. I was a former gymnast. I was a cheerleader and fitness instructor, yoga instructor, and then it just kind of grew from there. Now, as I've gotten a little older, I'm so incredibly grateful that I held on to my skill set of movement and stress management, because
I
it's
think
not
that,
only timely, but it's good personally.
yeah, I think that's one of the things that might be my hiccup because I was a dancer,
Yeah.
Afro American. So, there was a lot Caribbean, modern dance. And then just a particular age, and if I can do a nice little cha-cha at the club, I'm feeling good. So
Yeah.
again, but I am building back that momentum. Speak to the person there that, like me, has just stalled for a minute. How do we
Yeah.
gradually get back into that? Make sure that it's comfortable, make sure that it's safe.
Yeah.
Like you say, you could start at 30 minutes and then it ratchet up to an hour, but how do you speak to the person that hasn't done anything for a while?
Well, for me, again, it's about prevention. I'm very passionate about preventing chronic disease and illness. And I would say somebody who's sedentary, who's been that way for a while, I'm going to say the what probably is, obvious, which is to start slow and not to come out of the gate thinking that you are the athlete or the mover that you once were. I think that if we're talking about general well-being, doing just like what we just said before, adding an incidental movement, making sure that my favorite thing to start off with somebody, if I'm working with an individual client, is to say, pick a baseline. If somebody's not moving really at all, can we get 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day? You'd be surprised, April, how that doesn't seem like a lot of steps for most, but for somebody who hasn't been moving for a period of time, when you smack a tracker onto your wrist and you realize how few steps you're taking, finding a baseline, finding a place where chart how many steps you are taking during the course of the day, and let's just say it's 2,000 is for 3 days in a row. Well, let's bump it up by 1,000. Can we go to 3,000 and get a little bit more movement in there? And then you can figure out the ways to do that, parking further away, taking the steps, those kinds of things. That's my first favorite habit, is just to increase movement. Once you start bringing that to top of mind, the realization that you're not doing it is enough to kind of kickstart somebody. And everybody can mostly, I think most people are able to gently walk. We can kind of scale from there and go bigger. My second is that you would be very surprised at the benefits of hydration and how people do not really pay attention to their water intake. Water is responsible for all of our functions, including good brain function, as we were talking about before. So the new recommendations are half of your body weight in fluid ounces of water. So let's just do that in real time. If somebody weighs 150 pounds, there needs to be 75 fluid ounces of water daily. That is a lot of water for people who don't really pay attention to hydration. So
Well,
again,
but we have to be careful with that because there are medical conditions that people
that
have
could be a yes.
that, right, that cannot absorb that much water. They can't even have that much water intake. So I just say a little disclaimer in there, brains, this is information on a general scope. If you have medical conditions or if you are under a doctor's
Always check with your
care, and
doctor.
you can't
Yes.
do it, always check with your doctor. But I do, I was a sweet drink person. You
Yeah.
go to the restaurant and you say, oh, they'll come right over to you. Would you like another coffee? Would you like another lemonade? And now because they charge you $5 for it, they give you this. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. If I'm still thirsty, I need water. Water is the only thing that truly quenches your thirst.
Yeah.
You can make it good. You can put some fruit in it. I love cucumbers in my water. I love lemons in my water. And so I get that done. And then also urination, toxic waste is still in your body.
Yeah.
Sweating, that is so important too. It makes your skin look good. It's just a lot of exterior things that
Yeah.
people do.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other part of it is that we get caught up in the hype. So exercise and movement and being able to propel the body forward and doing things that, engage large muscle groups and work the heart and work on our flexibility and working on our strength. There's a lot of things that we do that don't fall under the category of planned exercise. So let's just say somebody really enjoys gardening, right? Getting out there and hands in earth and going from seated to standing, seated to standing. You have to find what you love, because finding what you love means that you will rinse and repeat. And so, and I do want to comment quickly up back to what you were saying earlier about hydration. Again, people are drinking all day long, Right. And there is a very calculated formula for, you know, it's a little different when you are exercising and losing losing water to sweating and whatnot. But that general formula, you know, it used to be before 8 cups of water. To your point, we just need to recognize the fact that those two healthy habits, the one of hydration and the other one of incidental movement, make big gains in somebody who is working on their general well-being. Mm-hmm. And what I was suggesting really is that we need to make sure that your listeners, my listeners, whomever, understand that there's always a place to go up in terms of intensity and difficulty. And there's always, if you have somebody good that you can consult with, there's always a way to take something and remove a layer or two so it makes it more accessible. What I'm saying is that there's something for everybody, whether or not you're, you know, wheelchair bound, or you are you have another kind of limitation that requires a workaround. There's always a place that we can go to move the body. The body does not like to stay stuck, and it certainly likes to be well watered and fed. You know what
absolutely,
I mean?
So, absolutely, I get that. So tell us about this amazing invention again, the VitaBall.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So April, I was super excited to come on here because I had a lot of different topics that I could have chatted about. But when thinking about this, I really wanted to share on your show about my story about my brother. So as I mentioned to you, I'm a corporate wellness owner, but I am also one of two children to lovely parents. And I lost my brother 2 years ago to colon cancer.
Sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My brother truly just went beyond the title of brother. He was and is one of my very best friends, my husband as well. You know, we just had a really lovely relationship all the way through. And I had the just complete grace of being able to support him on his journey home, you know, through his cancer journey. So while my brother was a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and he, besides his family, his true passion was flying, and he always believed that he was going to go back to that. So he was very opposed to using painkillers to mitigate the pain during his diagnosis, during his journey. As a yogi, I tried to desperately to teach him how to use guided breath techniques to manage pain. And my brother and I would tease, like he just would say, I just wish that there was other ways that you could show me. Just struggled to understand how to do a guided breath technique for pain management. Long story short, as the journey with his cancer went on, you know, the pain got a little bit more intense. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, this idea came to mind. Now my brother passed away before it came to fruition, but I did bring with me the prototype of the VitaBall. The VitaBall is in response to my brother's illness, and it is a handheld tool created to help someone manage daily stress and anxiety. And of course, pain management comes along with that conversation. Wow. It is very easy to use. It was designed intentionally to be portable, app-free. App-free is really critical. Going back to our brain breaks, we have enough technology. This is, you take it out of the box and you turn it on, and it can just sit on your desk as this beautiful calming blue light. But if you need a moment of calm, you simply take the VitaBall off. It's got this side button here that you can push up to 5 times. And what your listeners can't probably, you know, they can see the light maybe, but they're not going to be able to feel it. It has haptic feedback. So as I inhale, the light expands.
Mm.
And then as I exhale, the light contracts. And then there's a vibration that goes along with it. We know from the research that using guided breath techniques can lower blood pressure. It can calm anxiety and just bring in a general sense of calm. So I created this to help somebody be able to learn how powerful breathing a better breath can be. And I'm happy to say that in about 60 days, I will have the product back from the manufacturer, and
wow,
a portion of the proceeds will go to a nonprofit for cancer research and building an eventual institute of complementary and integrative therapies. So I've got lofty goals here, April, and it's my pleasure to be able to share the VitaBall.
Well, I am so excited about that because the breath was our creator's very first gift.
Yes.
Everything surrounds the breath.
Everything.
Now, when you have a baby, they tell you to breathe. When you're having anxiety, first thing they do is say, take a deep breath. When you are exercising, you are gasping for your breath. Just to calm yourself down. Yeah, it absolutely is. And to be able to syncopate that is really, really unique. Now, where are we going to be able to purchase that? Is this going to be something that we'll be able to get on Amazon?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't know about Amazon, and I did meet with them when I was at my women's conference this past week, but it will be posted on the Fit to Order website. It will have its own, the Vita Ball will have its own website. I'm not able to release that URL just yet. I will after the 60 days, I promise.
I want to see you on Shark Tank. That's
yes,
what I want to see.
I have something I wanted to share. This is kind of like a little bit of a fun fact, but back to what you were saying before. I use that your analogy in one of my speeches, and I just wonder if your listeners realize that we start our life on this earth with an inhale when we're born, and we leave this earth on an exhale.
Yeah.
The Vita Ball and the things that I do in my professional and personal life is the space in between. So I encourage us all to think about that. There is a large space between that first inhale and that last exhale. The space in between is filled with hopefully a whole bunch of inhales and exhales.
Exactly.
But I believe that if we breathe better, our time here is spent even better.
And you know, brains, I want you to consider, you know, we're talking about adults, but also your children.
Amen.
This will calm them down. You know, now I've noticed that schools are incorporating different types of things instead of punishing and shaming. There's emotional freedom technique. There's yoga breaks.
Yeah.
There are breathing techniques to teach these children how to have these tools in their toolbox.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Their entire life. It's like when the fireman used to come to school. You know, you'd come home and you'd think that you were a fire person when you got home. They take these things back to their parents to incorporate.
Yeah, the child population is one of the populations down the road. The Vita Ball was created primarily for the desk jockey, somebody who sits at their desk all day long. But equally important is I would love to see the Vita Ball in every single infusion center across the United States for folks who are feeling anxious and feeling not calm while they're receiving their treatment for cancer. And then finally, our child population. Can you see, April, like the teacher passing out the Vita Balls to be able to take a calming moment before they do the next exercise?
Absolutely.
So I really believe, you know, you hate to say the Vita Balls for everybody because then we're talking to nobody, but you did very much so hit on a couple of the audiences that are super important for me to get the word out. So
we're going to get the word out all over the planet because we want it to be a huge success. I thank you
thank
so much
you.
For giving the exclusive here. Give us maybe one or two encouraging things that we can carry with us outside of the breath. We got that. Outside of the Vita Ball, outside of the movement and the water. So give us maybe two more little great tips that we can have in our arsenal that we can rely on to make, you know, to make ourselves better.
Well, it's a little off topic for me, but I really feel passionately about spending my life and spreading the word that there's only two places that we can live. Mm. One is in the area of love and serving, right? And the other place is in fear. And so for me, every day I wake up in the morning and I think, okay, what is my best chance at serving? What is the best version of me that I need to put my feet on the floor and step forward, take a deep breath? Because we're all here for such a short period of time. Unfortunately, I've had the experience of big loss in the past couple of years, and it really has taught me the power of living in the now and staying in the space of love and serving. So that's my best recommendation ever, beyond all the healthy habits.
You couldn't have said it any better, you know, because you're gonna take that with you.
Yeah, and as long as you are, if you are serving from that place, instead of a place of scarcity and lack,
right,
but a place of, I really did create the product to serve a need in memory of somebody I love. So how could it not be successful, whatever that means?
Yeah, and that is. And like I said, it could be one, 1,000 or 100,000.
Yeah.
We put that out in the universe right now with a high frequency because we want to reverberate to go all around the world.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much for being here and giving us the exclusive to be able to talk about the Vita Ball and all the other amazing things that you're doing. And again, Brains, you know, what Stacy is saying is really simplistic. It's not really difficult. Get you a glass of water, mm-hmm. walk around, get some exercise, be mindful, be loving, give from a place of service, yeah. and remember to breathe. Tell my Brains how to get in contact with you, Stacy, and how to get a Vita Ball.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so you can find me at Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, K as in kite, F as in Frank, at Fit to Order, F-I-T, the number 2, order.com. My website is www.fittoorder.com. The Vita Ball will be released in the next 2 months, and it will be splashed all over that. We are across all the social media platforms, again, on Fit to Order, F-I-T, the number 2, in order. And I am so grateful, April. I've enjoyed getting to know you, and I really appreciate the invitation to be a guest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. There's something in your eyes that I see right now. Brains, if you're listening to this, you know, you have to envision it. I see a glow. I see success. I do. When you speak about the Vita Ball, your cheeks are rosy. I just see, you know, almost like you want to tear up, and it's all good. It yep. is all good. And hey, so you can't do
brother.
Anything but win.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. So yep. Brains, go in, like, love, share, subscribe, check out Fit to Order. All the information is going to be at the back part of this interview, as well as in the show notes. Be on the lookout for the Vita Ball. I'm going to keep you posted. I'm going to keep watching this. I'm going to keep playing it. And Stacy's going to keep winning. Thank you so much. Bye, Brains.